Ever since WAMI was founded in 1972, we had 20 positions, and today we have 20. Somewhere along the way, we actually went down for a while to 16. We estimate we have at least 60 qualified applicants for those 20 positions.
What are the obstacles for expanding it? Why is it still 20 students after 40 years?
It's really been funding because the state contributes funding for each of those positions. So, the state's had its ups and downs as other education programs have seen drops in their funding. WAMI has had some challenges even hanging on to the 20 positions that we have. As I mentioned, there were a few years that we actually had to go down a little bit. So it's really been all about state budget, state funding choices.
How does the funding model work? Part of it comes through the state. Part of it is from the student paying just like they would pay any tuition.
Exactly. Basically, our state subsidizes our students so that our students pay the equivalent of an in-state tuition.
Now, one of the goals of creating the program was to get doctors to rural areas. 40 years later, Idaho still has a serious shortage of doctors, especially in rural areas. Why is that?
Well, again, we have not expanded the 20 positions to go along with our population. Our population has grown significantly in 40 years, but yet we still have the 20 positions. So we haven't been able to keep up with the demand. We do, however, do better than the national average at our return rate. The return rate for public medical schools in the country is about 39% of the students that go into that school end up practicing in that state. With WAMI, it's 49%. So we're doing remarkably well with the 20 positions we have. We just need more positions.
Now, there are people who think Idaho should have its own medical school. What do you think?
There's a couple of issues that I think make that less palatable. One is cost. The most recent medical school that opened was in Florida. It was about $140 million startup cost. And then the annual operating cost, there's some debate on how much that's going to be. It's only been up for a couple of years, but anywhere from $40 million up. The other issue is when you start up a new program, you have to build your reputation. So you're going to start kind of as an unknown. And then finally, what we have already, the infrastructure is already there. So throughout the five-state region, our students really have the best of both worlds. They can do a lot, if almost all of their training in their home state, but they all also have access to the entire five-state region for rotations. If they want to be a heart transplant surgeon, they can go spend time in Seattle with the leader in the field and get a letter of recommendation from that person when they apply to residency. It's something we could never recreate on our own.
What about just the prestige that would go with having our own medical school, something that we could point to and say, look what we've got in Idaho?
We're part of a five-state partnership that is looked at, honestly, in the world as a model. China and Australia have both been looking at how we do medical education in this decentralized, distributive way and how it really is a good model to replicate. So we are part of a very prestigious program right now. If we created our own program, it would take us many, many years to try to build that prestige, and I would say it would be quite challenging to ever get to the level of prestige that we have as part of this program.
How do you see WAMI evolving in the future?
The first thing we would like is to get 20 more positions so that we can have, of those qualified students I mentioned earlier, we can have more of them in the program. The next thing we would like to do is have the second year of medical education offered in Idaho, so all 4 years can be offered in our state. And we would do that in partnership with Boise State University and Idaho State University and University of Idaho, all of us partnering together to provide that four-year program.
That sounds like an independent medical school.
Well, it almost does, except for it would be part of WAMI still, and that way the students, they would do as much as they wanted in their own state, but they could still take advantage of opportunities within the five-state region, which is really the best of both worlds.